What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. And today joining us here on Let's Talk About It, for our chamber update, we have Executive Director Emily Bivens with the Jamestown Chamber of Commerce. Emily, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Thank you again for taking time. Appreciate the chance to talk to you about all things chamber. This is the best way to stay up to date. That and, of course, the e-newsletter and everything too. But I'm partial to Let's Talks with Emily. And Emily, you have been busy and continue to remain busy with ribbon cuttings, customer service, and business of the month, right?
Yeah. And it's always exciting. I love celebrating the good in our community. And that's exactly what these things do. And we're always doing them. So there's always good in the community.
Absolutely.
So we were just recently over at Tony's Nails. He's relocated. He's now down at Jazz Maria for hair in the Cashwise Mall there. So congratulations to Tony on his relocation. And if you want to get a hold of him, that's where he is.
Cool.
And then we were over at Northwest Express with Northwest Tire and awarded Justin Whitmer the Customer Service Award for September. So congratulations to Justin and thank you to him for providing such great service right here in Jamestown. And then later today, we're going to be down celebrating with Wilhelm Chevrolet Buick GMC. They're our September Business of the Month.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And coincidentally, they are having a big month. They have a big event and stuff coming up and just shows another way that they help support the community and help a great cause with Huntington's disease. So congratulations to Wilhelm Chevrolet and thank you to them as well for being such a great business here in our community.
And I always like to use that as a springboard. If you have had great customer service, if you've been to a business that went above and beyond for you, you have a relocation or a refurbishment or an opening of a business, the Chamber would love to celebrate that, right?
Yes, yes. If you, yeah, like you said, relocating, if you have a new name, if you have a new owner, if you're a new business here in town, we'd love to celebrate with you with the ribbon cutting. So just give us a call and we'll set that up. And if you have a nomination for customer service or business of the month, we're always accepting those. And you can find those nomination forms at the bottom of our homepage on our website, jamestownchamber.com.
Perfect. That's the place to go. That's your hub. And business after hours, Emily, I love these events. They're a great way to network and see a business kind of after hours and see what they do. And you have one coming up here on September 29th.
Yeah, this time we're doing a little bit different.
Okay.
We're not highlighting a business, but we're highlighting our local elected officials. So we're going to be over at the Quality Inn on September 29th from 4:30 to 6. And we've invited our city council, our county commission, and our local school board members to come and just network and get to know the community. So if you want to come out and join us for that, like we said, September 29th at the Quality Inn Suites.
Cool. Take advantage of that because you get all those individuals in one area. You have a question about city happenings and school board happenings. I like that opportunity.
Yeah.
So Emily Bivens, again, Jamestown Chamber of Commerce, Executive Director here on Let's Talk About It, talking all things chamber related, Egg Energy Luncheon. We want to get this on the radar, right, Emily?
Yes. Save the date. October 18th, we'll be over at the North Dakota Farmers Union again. Thank you to them for donating that space to us. But that's at noon and seats are $10. Lunch is $10. So you can purchase that online on our website or you can stop at our office and get that done. But like we said, October 18th, our speaker this year is Kathy Wiederholt with the NDSU Carrington Research Center. And she'll be talking about fruit production, backyard and commercial fruit production right here in North Dakota.
Perfect. Take advantage of that great information that we shared there. So Egg Energy Luncheon, October 18th, one more time. And more information on Loyal to Local, Emily.
Yeah.
We're gearing up. I'm excited.
Yes, yes. This was such a successful program last year. We wanted to bring it back. We tracked over $125,000 in local spend with this program last year. So we hope to track even more this year. And we know there's more being spent locally. It's just a matter of tracking it, I guess. So our merchant or business sign up is now open for that program. You need to sign up before the end of October so we can get the booklets and everything printed. There are three different ways that businesses can participate in the program. They can be a merchant where they actually have a page in the booklet and you stamp the booklets as people come and make purchases at your business, or you can donate a prize to the very many big prize pot. We had lots of different prizes last year. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And we, I mean, if you have a prize, a small prize or a big prize, does not matter. We'll take any donations and we'll couple the prizes together if necessary and that kind of stuff. So you can do that, or you can buy an advertisement in the booklet, which just helps pay for the printing of the booklets. And we distributed over 2,000 booklets last year. Wow. So it gets the word out for your business.
Sure,
so
sure.
Those are the three different ways that a business can participate. You do not have to be a chamber member to participate in this program, but there is a fee if you are not a member. But yeah, any business can participate. And like I said, you need to sign up before the end of October so we can get those booklets off to the printer to be printed.
And then remind everybody too, Emily, because once that's printed and everything's going, those get distributed. You can fill out as many as you want for each thing. When does that run through, and then when's those drawings?
Yeah. So the actual passport program starts or launches on Small Business Saturday, which is November 26th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And you can make purchases all the way through January 6th at the participating businesses.
Perfect.
And like you said, you can fill out as many booklets as you would like, put your name in the drawings however many times you want to. And I think we gave away over 35 prizes last year. So
awesome.
Yeah, we had a good turnout. It's all the way from November 26th to January 6th, and then the prizes will be drawn that week after.
Okay, and like Emily said, the focus right now, getting everybody signed up, getting those businesses to participate through those three different ways. And then Emily, if people do have questions about that or anything we've talked about today, there's multiple ways to contact Chamber, right?
Yes, you can always call us 701-252-4830. Check out our website, jamestownchamber.com. You can email me, director@jamestownchamber.com. or stop down and see us. We're located at 122nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown. We are co-located with the Motor Vehicle Department here in Jamestown. So if you need an appointment to get in there, and you do need an appointment if you want to get in there, you can call 1-855-633-6835 or visit dot.nd.gov. If you just have tabs that you want renewed, you can always go to the kiosk in Cashwise.
There you go. Lots of information, but we always appreciate Emily stopping by. And Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.